Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Never let your past or your circumstances limit your vision for your future or your family's future. Never let your past or your current circumstances limit your vision for your future. I know we already have some extraordinary people in this room, no doubt, who have gone through the worst of it. You had a childhood that sucked. You had a parent or caregiver who was not nice, who was unkind, who was abusive. You had that first business that failed, that second one that failed. You had that job where that person played politics and you got fired. You had that school experience that was tragic. You lost family. You lost friends. Somebody important to you cheated, stole, broke your heart. This is the human story. I like to say there's only two stories in the human narrative: struggle, we all share it, and progress. And we've got to choose where we're going to live. A lot of people choose to live forever in their past or in the limitations and lack of capabilities now. So their vision, their future vision for their family and for themselves is so tiny, because they think the problems of their past was so big. And they don't realize that there's millions of people around the world who had that same exact problem. That same exact problem. You're not the only one who got cheated on, who lost, who got stolen from. You're not the only one. It's so hard to tell. I mean, with the blessings of what I get to do in the world, I get the calls to inspire the kids, or I get the call to go to the kid or the person in the hospital. I get this call. And do you know how many parents I've had to say the hardest things to? You're not the only ones who've lost a child. Because when you feel like you're the only one experiencing life, even in its worst, then life feels its worst. When you feel like you're the only one, well, I'm the only one who's going through this. No one understands. We're going to talk a lot about that. Because your belief that no one understands prevents you from raising your hand to ask for help. Your belief that no one's ever been through it keeps you stuck in the past. Your belief that you're the only one who doesn't know how to speak good English, or the only one who doesn't know how to do finances, or the only one who's never started a business, or the only one who doesn't know how to do video on the internet. When you believe you're the only one, what you do is you stop. When you realize everybody has had that troubled past, that difficult moment, or that lack of capability in the moment, but they pushed through, they figured a way through. Once you realize that's true, that's hope. Once you realize that's true, that's empowerment. Once you realize that's true, you stop worrying so much about what happened and you start wondering where you can go. And once you figure out where you can go, once you see that you can travel to a greater vision, a greater future, something comes alive. Something comes alive in you, and it's different than anything else. But you got to see past where you've been. A couple months after my colleagues had my accident, I went back to the house to just revisit and think about where I've been and where I'd come from. My mom and my dad, who really struggled to raise us four kids, somehow raised us for years in that house. It was always kind of falling down. My dad, every year or so, my dad and my brothers would go up and put another rock up there on that column to keep the porch from sagging down and falling on top of us. There was an empty lot next door, which, of course, us kids thought was awesome. It was a field next to our house. When you get older, you realize it's called blight. We didn't know all these empty, abandoned apartments you can see in the background, all empty and abandoned apartments. My brothers and I, we thought it was awesome. We'd go play. But about 1 mile and a half from that house is the Berkeley Pit. And if you don't know what the Berkeley Pit is, the Berkeley Pit is one of the world's number one Superfund sites. A Superfund site is an environmental disaster so bad they don't know how to fix it. And the Berkeley Pit is 1 mile wide, 1 mile deep, and it's full of toxic mining leach. Meaning, to get the ore out, they gotta filter it, and they gotta use this chemical process to get it out. And then they put all those chemicals in a big pit. And those chemicals in that pit, to this day, birds fly over, land in it, they die. And this is about a mile and a half from where we grew up, and we're like, oh, everyone around the community was always like, if that water comes down into the water table, we're all dead. Like, I always joke how everyone says, you know, some people grew up on the wrong side of the tracks. Where I grew up, we didn't even get the tracks. I was like, that'd been nice. It was a tough place to grow up. And by the time we got there, you know, my parents were in that situation, but mom and dad diligently working all year to save money so that we could have Christmas like the other kids. My mom would work odd jobs throughout the year and save every penny so that she could make sure we had as many Christmas gifts under the tree, because that was important to her, because she never really had that growing up. So we didn't have much. I remember one winter the heat went out, and if you're in Butte, Montana, or anywhere in Montana, you know when the heat goes out in the wintertime. In Montana, it's life or death. It's 30 below zero with wind chill factor from those Anaconda Hills blowing in there. It's freezing cold. So my mom would go out to the garage when that heater died, and she'd get our camping tent and set up our tent in that little front room. And then she would put in our sleeping bags and our parkas, and we'd just be camping. But one reason I share that is because, you know, they play the video before I come on stage, and it's like, you know, the fancy people I've worked with, whether it's the presidents or the Oprahs or these fancy people. And, you know, some of you see me at big, huge events. Look at this big, huge event, whatever. I share it because the truth is that house, that could have also been a bad thing. That neighborhood that I grew up in, the people around me, I could have seen what was there too. The alcoholism, the abuse, the challenges, the economic collapse. I could have seen all of that too. I did. But for some reason, I could also see beyond it. And some of you right now, you're so trapped in how life is now, or where you were, or what was happening, that part of our day today will be working through these conversations, because so much of your future depends on you releasing some of that stuff of the past.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-2000.
6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people. And they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.